听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. This month's travel article takes us not to just one location or destination or even one single country. We're going to travel around the world by train. Train travel isn't just about reaching the destination, it's about the journey as well. Trains are relaxing, almost soothing. So we hope you'll climb aboard with us as we begin this lesson with a few key words. The first is the noun access. Before the bridge provided access to the island, people could only get there by boat. The second word is luxurious, as in the hotel is known for its luxurious rooms, fine restaurants, and good service. Okay, let the reading begin. We're on page 46.
The world's best train trips. Get on board to see the world by train. There isn't a train I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going. The poet who wrote these words knew the joy and excitement of train rides. Train travel allows passengers access to sites that are often missed when traveling by plane or car. In addition to amazing scenery,Luxurious compartments and fine dining make these train rides unforgettable experiences. Alaska, United States. Denali Star Train. Alaska, the largest U.S. state, covers 591,004 square miles of beautiful terrain. The Denali Star Train offers a convenient and comfortable way to see some of that beauty.
Hi friends, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And today, we're looking at the travel article in this week's magazine, or this month's magazine. And usually for our travel article, we look at one specific place in the world that people like to travel to. But this article is a little bit different.
That's right. Today we will be looking at the world's best train trips. Our deck says, get on board to see the world by train. And we'll be talking about several different places that you can do that in.
And if you get on board a train, it just means you get on a train. So over the course of 3 days, we'll be talking about 5 different places around the world where you can take wonderful, exciting train trips.
And our article starts out with one line of poetry.It says, there isn't a train I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going. Sounds like this poet is saying, I would take any train, anywhere.
And after reading this article, I think that I agree with this poet. Why? Because the poet who wrote these words knew the joy and excitement of train rides. Train travel allows passengers access to sites that are often missed when traveling by plane or car.
Now, if you have access to a place, it means that you can enter that place. You can go to that place. So, for example, maybe you've seen a sign that says, no access allowed. It means that you can't enter that place. Maybe it's owned by someone. It's a private piece of land. But if you take a train ride, you have access. You can go or you can enter many places that you might not be able to see if you are on an airplane or in a car.
And in addition to this access to often missed sites, I think these trains have some luxurious compartments in them. And that word luxurious is one of our word bank words. What does that word mean?
Well, if we're talking about something that has luxury, that's the noun form, and it means something that's maybe expensive, but not necessary. It's very nice and very expensive, but you don't really need it. So if something is luxurious, that means it's an adjective. That means it is very expensive, like a luxurious compartment or section of the train.
And trains like these are not only luxurious, and they also offer you fine dining. Now, this word dine, D-I-N-E, means to eat. Often when we talk about fine dining, we're talking about very nice restaurants, expensive, fancy, and of course also luxurious.
And it sounds like these luxurious, fine dining experiences would be pretty unforgettable, and they would make your trip a very good one.
Well, let's get started on our first location. We're going to be visiting Alaska, which is in the United States, and learning about the Denali Star train. So, Chip, would you like to tell us a little bit about this very special train?
Absolutely. This train ride sounds like a very interesting one because, first of all, it's in Alaska, which our article says this state covers almost 600,000 square miles of beautiful terrain. That word terrain there means land. And so the beautiful terrain in Alaska has mountains and lakes and rivers. Absolutely beautiful terrain.
Yes, and Alaska is also the largest state in the United States. Now, Alaska is not connected to the other states. It's connected to Canada. And on page 47 of our magazine, we have a picture of Alaska. In fact, you can even see the path where this train ride covers. So it goes all the way from Anchorage in southern Alaska to Fairbanks in central Alaska. Wow!
And as our article says, the Denali Star Train offers a convenient and comfortable way to see some of that beauty. And as Chip mentioned a moment ago, we're talking about mountains and rivers, and it's just beautiful. Now, I have flown in an airplane over Alaska before, but I'm starting to think that I might need to go by train in order to see this beautiful terrain even better.
And I think a big reason that people visit Alaska is to see the terrain, to see this beautiful land, because there's so many beautiful places and beautiful scenes in this largest state.
Well, now we have prepared for you a very special video, and you'll get to see Alaska and see what going on the Denali Star Train is like, and then we'll go and have a break.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Now, when you're flying in an airplane, you don't see much scenery from 10,000 meters in the sky, do you? You do see a lot of it, though, when you travel by train. And that's one thing that makes train travel so attractive. Before we take a peek at what passengers can see as they travel through the huge state of Alaska, we need to know two words for this section. The first is wraparound, as in, you can walk all the way around this house on its wraparound balcony. The second word is sausage, as in, my favorite kind of sausage is beef sausage from Germany. Sounds yummy. Let's see if they serve sausage on the trains in Alaska. The reading continues on page 47 and line 5.
The world's best train trips. On the nearly 500-mile route, passengers view mountains, forests, and tundra through large wraparound windows. Guests can look up and enjoy flying eagles and snowy mountains. While enjoying the sights, passengers dine on local dishes like Alaskan salmon and reindeer sausage. Along the way, destinations like Denali National Park lure tourists off the train. The park is home to Mount McKinley and wild animals such as grizzly bears and wolves.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Denali Star Train in Alaska, and it covers some beautiful land, some beautiful terrain.
Now, on the nearly 500-mile route, passengers view mountains, forests, and tundra through large wraparound windows. Now, we have a couple of terms there that you need to know. Our first one is tundra. What is a tundra, Esther?
A tundra is a piece of land, an area that is very, very cold. So in North America and in Russia, we have tundras because there are very few trees that grow in these lands. Usually they are just flat pieces of very cold land.
Right. No trees grow in a tundra. And often they have very, very short grasses and very, very short little plants growing in a tundra. Sometimes you have tundras in very high altitude areas, like on top of a mountain.
And our second word there is wraparound. We're talking about wraparound windows. So it's used as an adjective. If something is wraparound, that means it kind of curves around to the side. So these windows on these trains, people are able to really see a large portion of what is outside because they don't have a square window frame going around them, but rather they wrap around.
And that word wraparound is kind of a simple one to understand if you know what wrap means, because you wrap your hands around a warm cup of coffee or a warm cup of tea. So that's kind of a simple word to understand when you understand the pieces.
And that's a good way to remember words, like this word, wrap around. Put two words together, you get one word. So if you can, when you learn English, try to make a picture in your mind and help you remember the word. Well, let's go back to the Denali train ride. And the people who are riding on this train, they can look up and enjoy flying eagles and snowy mountains. Chelsea, can you tell us more about flying eagles?
I sure can, Esther. Flying eagles are very, very big birds. In fact, an eagle is the national bird of the United States of America. And they're special birds because there aren't that many of them left in the world. So people really have to try to do their best to take care of these birds so they don't die out. And how about snowy mountains, Chip? I know you know something about snowy mountains.
Well, I love to spend as much time as I can on the mountains. And the higher the mountain, the more likely there's going to be snow on top of the mountain. But not only does a passenger get to enjoy seeing these things, they also get to enjoy some fine dining. Isn't that right?
Some very good, excellent food. Maybe some types of food you can't find in other places. Now, first, let's go to one of my favorite dishes. And this is a local dish in Alaska, which means that it is available there because it's something that the people there have. And this is Alaskan salmon. Alaskan salmon. Now, Chelsea, do you like salmon? Tell us what kind of fish salmon is.
I love salmon. It's also one of my favorite dishes. Salmon is just a large fish, and it has kind of a pinkish-orange color to its body. And I think the interesting thing about salmon is that sometimes they swim upstream in the opposite direction of the current. So they're very interesting in that way, and they are very good to eat.
Yeah, and it sounds like not only do they eat salmon, but in these dinner compartments, they also have a chance to eat reindeer sausage. And a reindeer is a large deer that is from the northern parts of the world, northern Russia and northern Canada. And a reindeer is also known as a caribou, if you've heard of a caribou.
And reindeers are the type of deer that have antlers or large things that come out from the ears. And if you have seen a picture of Santa, well, the reindeers are the kind of animals that pull Santa on the sled.
And we have another word bank word there. We're talking about reindeer sausage. When we talk about sausage, we're referring to a type of meat that is very finely chopped into very small pieces, and it's seasoned and cooked, and then it's eaten. A lot of times people will eat pork sausage. That would be sausage that comes from pigs.
And usually a sausage is in the shape of a tube, and I think it often has some spices mixed in with the meat to make it, to give it an extra strong flavor.
Now, back on this Denali train ride, you'll be able to visit places or destinations like the Denali National Park, and these lure you, these attract you to get off the train. Also, this park is close to a mountain. This mountain is called Mount McKinley.
And it's home to great big wild animals like grizzly bears and wolves that you probably wouldn't want to run into. But let's take time to go to the chat room with Ken and Beth right now, and we'll be back tomorrow for more.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Today we're learning about the world's best train trips. We just read about the Denali Star Train in Alaska, and it sure sounds exciting.
It does, especially the food. Our text says that passengers can dine on local dishes like Alaskan salmon and reindeer sausage. But I have a question. These dishes are called local because they're from Alaska. So does that mean if we're referring to a food that is from another country, we can call it a foreign dish?
Well, you might call it a foreign dish, but native English speakers usually refer to foods from other countries or cultures as ethnic food or ethnic dishes.
Ethnic?
Yes, the word ethnic can describe anything relating to a group of people who share the same racial, national, or cultural heritage. So we often use this adjective ethnic to describe things from other countries or cultures. Hence, the terms ethnic food and ethnic dishes. You might also hear people talk about ethnic fashion or ethnic music or ethnic art.
相对于 local dishes, 当地的料理,我们当然可以讲 foreign dishes, 外国的料理。但是另一个常用的字是 ethnic, 就是种族的,少数民族的,异国风味的。ethnic dishes, 就是异国料理。Well, speaking of cuisine, I've also heard the term fusion cuisine. What's that?
Fusion cuisine describes food that is a combination of more than one ethnic or regional style.Tex-Mex food is an example of this.
Let me guess. Tex-Mex combines Texas-style food with Mexican cuisine?
Right.
Fusion cuisine 字面上是混合料理，也就是有创意的将两个国家的原料烹饪方法混合在一起，做出一种多元化的无国界美食，这就是 fusion cuisine.Okay, what about the word continental? I've stayed at hotels that offered continental breakfast, but I was never quite sure what it was.
Well, in this case, continental describes anything dealing with Europe or Europeans or European culture. So a continental breakfast is a European-style breakfast. Its portions are usually smaller than an American breakfast.
Continental 是大陆的。Continental breakfast 就是欧式早餐，它的分量会比美式早餐来得小一点。
Thanks for joining us in the chat room. Now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 access 这个不可数的名词。注意它的第一个 c 是发可的音，第二个 c 是发 s 的音，念成 access。Access 是指进入，例如 The access to this remote village is quite difficult. You can only reach it by planes. 要进入这个偏远的村庄很困难，只能搭飞机进去。Access 也指电脑系统的存取，例如 only authorized persons can have access to the data. 只有上级认可的人才可以存取这些资料。接下来我们看的是 wrap around 这个形容词。如果把这个字拆成 wrap 还有 around 两个字， wrap around 就是指围绕起来。当它是一个字的时候， wrap around 这个形容词是指周围整个是弧形的。例如， while cycling he wore a pair of wraparound glasses to protect his eyes. 他骑脚踏车的时候戴着全罩式的眼镜来保护眼睛。Wrap around 也指整片是包覆全身的，例如 a wrap around skirt， 整片包覆式的裙子。最后我们来看的是 salmon 这个名词，注意 L 在这里是不发音的，念成 salmon。 Salmon 是指鲑鱼肉，当不可数名词。例如 Mom ordered smoked salmon as the appetizer， 妈妈的前菜是点烟熏鲑鱼。 Salmon 也指鲑鱼，当它当鲑鱼的时候，复数型的时候呢，字尾是不需要加 s 的。例如 ，Frank caught a lot of salmon on his recent fishing trip. Frank 最近一次去钓鱼抓到很多只鲑鱼。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Make sure you come back tomorrow again. Bye bye.
The world's best train trips.Get on board to see the world by train. There isn't a train I wouldn't take, no matter where it's going. The poet who wrote these words knew the joy and excitement of train rides. Train travel allows passengers access to sights that are often missed when traveling by plane or car. In addition to amazing scenery,Luxurious compartments and fine dining make these train rides unforgettable experiences. Alaska, United States. Denali Star Train. Alaska, the largest U.S. state, covers 591,004 square miles of beautiful terrain. The Denali Star Train offers a convenient and comfortable way to see some of that beauty.On the nearly 500-mile route, passengers view mountains, forests, and tundra through large wraparound windows. Guests can look up and enjoy flying eagles and snowy mountains. While enjoying the sights, passengers dine on local dishes like Alaskan salmon and reindeer sausage. Along the way, destinations like Denali National Park lure tourists off the train.The park is home to Mount McKinley and wild animals such as grizzly bears and wolves.
Well, certainly there is lots to see in Alaska, but we're going to get off the Denali Star Train so that we can hop on the Blue Train. Where do we do that? We'll find out tomorrow. For now, keep up the good work in your English.For everyone here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, we hope that you have a terrific day. Bye-bye, everyone.